Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? Whether it's a tough deadline at work, a conflict with someone you care about, or just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and knocked off balance. But here's the thing. Resilience isn't some magical superpower, it's a muscle we can train and strengthen. And guess what? It all starts with self-care. We're not talking bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. I'm talking about taking intentional steps to nourish your mind, body, and soul so you can weather any storm that comes your way. Think of it like this. Imagine you're an athlete training for a big competition. You wouldn't just show up on game day without proper rest, nutrition, and practice, right? Self-care is like that. It's the foundation for building resilience and staying strong when life throws its best or worst punches. So, what are some practical ways to build that resilience through self-care? Let's break it down. First up, prioritize sleep. We all know how important sleep is, but sometimes it's the first thing we sacrifice when things get busy. But trust me, skipping those easy's will leave you feeling more vulnerable to stress and setbacks. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Your body and mind will thank you. Ever felt like you were walking through mud after a bad night's sleep? Yeah, that's not resilience in action. Next, fuel your body with nourishing food. Processed junk food might give you a quick energy boost, but it won't sustain you in the long run. Think of your diet as an investment. Choose whole and processed foods like fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and healthy fats to give your body the fuel it needs to thrive. Remember, what you put into your body directly impacts how you feel physically and mentally. Now, let's talk about movement. Exercise doesn't have to be a grueling gym session. Find something you enjoy, whether it's a brisk walk in nature, dancing to your favorite tunes, or trying out a new yoga class. Movement releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects and help manage stress. Ever notice how good you feel after a workout? That's resilience in action. Don't forget about mental well-being. Just like your body needs care, your mind does too. Practice mindfulness through meditation or journaling. Spend time with loved ones who uplift you, pursue hobbies that bring you joy, and don't be afraid to seek professional support when needed. Remember, taking care of your mental health is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-awareness. Finally, set healthy boundaries. It's okay to say no sometimes. Protect your time and energy by prioritizing what matters most and letting go of commitments that drain you. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Setting boundaries allows you to recharge and show up as your best self in all areas of life. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're presenting at work the big presentation. You know it inside and out, but nerves are getting the better of you. Your mind is racing, your palms are sweaty, and you feel the familiar tightness in your chest. But remember what we talked about. You took care of yourself last night, got a good night's sleep, had a healthy breakfast, even squeezed in a quick walk to clear your head. You're fueled, focus, and ready to rock. As you step up to the podium, you take a deep breath, remember those self-care practices, and feel a surge of calm confidence. You deliver a powerful presentation, engaging your audience and leaving a lasting impression. Why? Because you built resilience through self-care. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build resilience through self-care. Remember, prioritize sleep for that vital mental and physical restoration. Nourish your body with wholesome foods to fuel your energy and focus. Move your body regularly to release stress, boost endorphins, and feel good. Tend to your mental well-being through mindfulness, connection, and seeking support when needed. And finally, set healthy boundaries to protect your time and energy so you can show up as your best self. Now it's your turn. What's one small step you can take today to prioritize your self-care? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. One step at a time, we can all become stronger, more resilient individuals ready to face whatever life throws our way. Until next time, keep striving for that inner strength and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.